Our Sunday school teacher says we should go fishing for people, and he said we should use the right kind of bait.
Today, we finish a story we started yesterday. If you like to go fishing, you'll like the story I'll tell you about the right bait. In Luke chapter 10, we have Jesus' parable about the Good Samaritan who was willing to go out of his way to help someone in need. I hope that sometime today you'll read the story in Luke 10, verses 25 to 37. Our story, The Right Bait, part 2. "May I go fishing this afternoon?" Natalie asked, grinning as she climbed into the car after church. "My Bible class teacher said I should." Dad laughed as he started the car. "You hate fishing, so there's got to be a catch," he said. "Are you going to tell us what it is, or must we guess?" "Well, our lesson was about being fishers of men," explained Natalie. "I told the class how you use the right kind of bait when you go fishing for bluegill, and we decided we should think about what would be the right bait to use when we fish for people." "Interesting," murmured Dad. "But do you think anything would be more wonderful to offer than what Jesus offers? Eternal life in heaven?" "No, that's the best thing, of course," said Natalie. "But Mrs. Parsons pointed out that lots of people live so much in the present, as she put it, that they don't really pay attention when we talk to them about heaven. So we decided we should also use some other bait to make people want to listen when we talk about God and being a Christian." "So, what kind of bait are you going to use for that?" asked Gavin.
"Love," replied Natalie.
"Love!" exclaimed Gavin, making a face. "Ugh, I don't like mushy stuff."
"Oh, not mushy stuff," said Natalie. "Mrs. Parsons says love can take different forms. Next weekend, it's going to take the form of a party."
"Ah, that's more like it," declared Gavin. "What kind of party?"
"But how can a party be bait?"
"Well, it's bait because it's the kind of thing our friends will want to come to, a skating party. So we're suggesting that everyone try to bring an unsaved friend. We'll skate and have snack stuff, and there will be a devotional time so they'll hear about Jesus," explained Natalie. She grinned. "I'm going to invite Sierra to come to the party."
"Good," approved Dad. "But I hope the fishing won't end with the party."
"No," Natalie shook her head. "Mrs. Parsons says the party is just a start. Afterward, we still need to offer the bait of loving acts if we want to see our friends come to know Jesus."
"Well, how about you? Are you fishing for men and women or for boys and girls? What are you using for bait?"
"The Samaritan in today's scripture reading was able to do great things for the man he helped. But often something as simple as a cheerful smile, sharing a special treat, or just being friendly is the thing that causes someone to accept an invitation to church or to Bible club, or to listen when you tell him or her about Jesus. Will you go fishing by using a loving act today?" Matthew 19:19, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And our key thought? Win others through love.
Would you like to be put on the mailing list to get the Keys for Kids book every 3 months? It's free if your address has a U.S. zip code or if you live in Canada. Here's our mailing address: Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. That's Keys for Kids Ministries, P.O. Box 1001, Grand Rapids, Michigan 49501. Here in the U.S., you can call our toll-free number 888-224-2324. That's 888-224-2324. Call and ask to be put on the mailing list for Keys for Kids. Bye now. Thanks for listening.